All right. You've got a 37-year-old male who has 15-pound weight loss in the past 3 months. And let's say they tell you his spleen is palpable 3 centimeters below costal margin. And they show you his bloods and you see increased metamyelocytes and myelocytes. And he's got a leukocyte count of 24,000.
It's AML.
Fuck no, it's CML.
You said 37-year-old.
Yeah, it's CML.
Shit.
Okay. In CML, it's chronic myelogenous leukemia. You're gonna get mature myeloid cells, right? Cells of myeloid lineage that are mature. So you're gonna get cells like myelocytes, metamyelocytes, like known cells. They're not blasts.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Right, so they'll show you an image that's high yield. It'll look like a motley mix. It'll look like a soup, and they'll tell you metamyelocytes, myelocytes are increased. Okay, leukocyte alkaline phosphatase decreased. CML. How do you treat CML?
It with tyrosine kinase inhibitor. Which is
Good.
something I've learned.
Oh, nailed it. Good. And what's the, first of all, what's the molecular basis for CML? What causes CML?
I can't remember.
Philadelphia
Oh,
chromosome.
wait, it's a
Yes.
Philadelphia chromosome, right? Sorry.
Yes.
I'm scanning for C. That's what I do
Yeah,
sometimes.
no,
I'm
it's
like, I
okay.
can't find it.
Yeah, so Philadelphia chromosome 922 translocation BCR-ABL, right? And what's the side effect of imatinib?
Fluid retention?
Great.
Is it a demon?
Good.
There was
CL.
another drug that I didn't remember. What was the other drug?
What are you asking?
You said imatinib causes fluid retention, and then you had told me there was another medication.
Oh,
I didn't remember.
the dihydropyridine calcium channel blockers like nifedipine are super high
Okay.
yield for fluid retention and edema.
Okay. Sorry, you were saying something,
Oh, for CLL, what would you see? What are two things you'd see? Blood
CLL, do you
hemoglobin.
see smudge cells?
Great. Anything else?
Yeah, I don't remember the
You
other.
can see autoimmune hemolytic anemia, so warm autoimmune hemolytic anemia. Yeah. Step two, they're not going to ask you things like CD5, 23 positivity, but that's good for CLL. AML, what do you see on blood smear?
Our rods.
Perfect. And then ALL, who gets it?
ALL is really common in Down syndrome.
Okay, so is AML, but you're right. But who gets ALL, like apart from Down syndrome? Like what age group?
It can. It's the kids.
Good, so pediatric, right? Okay, switching again. What do you have to do before starting isotretinoin?
Do a pregnancy test.
Okay. What's the first line treatment for acne?
Topical retinoids.
Good. What's side effect of topical retinoids?
Photosensitivity.
Good. What do you do after topical retinoids?
Then you do topical benzoyl peroxide.
Nailed it. And then what can you do between the topical benzoyl peroxide and the oral isotretinoin?
What could you do in between?
Yeah, you could do topical clindamycin. You can also do oral tetracycline.
Topical Linda, or you said oral tetra?
Yeah. And oral tetracycline, as you know, also photosensitivity. Okay. 32-year-old African American woman, dry cough for a week. And it's also. The cough is frequent at night when she goes to bed. Chest X-ray shows no abnormalities.
Asthma.
Great. So what if chest x-ray shows multiple nodular densities?
Multiple nodular densities would be sarcoidosis, right?
Great. So it sounds like sarcoidosis, but if the x-ray is negative, it's asthma. If the x-ray is positive for the bihalocephalopathy, then it's going to be sarcoidosis. Nailed it. So the answer would be like activation of mast cells, whereas for asthma, right? Whereas sarcoidosis would be like non-caseating granuloma. If I were to say necrotizing pulmonary vasculitis, what might that refer to?
Necrotizing pulmonary vasculitis. That's Wegener's, right? Wegener's, whatever.
Great. What are the antibodies in Wegener?
It's C. anca, cytoplasmic.
Good. So C. anca, also known as what?
Cytoplasmic. That's all I want.
Yeah, so is C. anca also known as anti-proteinase 3 or anti-myeloperoxidase?
Oh, shoot. C. anca is anti-proteinase 3.
Nailed it. Okay. And then P. anca being anti-myeloperoxidase, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And as you know, in the USMLE now, the new name for Wegener is granulomatosis of polyangiitis, so just be mindful of that. How do you differentiate Wegener from good pasture, presentation-wise?
Okay, I thought this, but I think I'm wrong. For Wegener's, it's you have all three, but good pastures, I think it spares the lungs. Is that right?
Good pastures absolutely affects the lungs. So good pastures will typically be like a male, 20s to 50s, who is going to have hematuria and hemoptysis. That's it.
Okay.
Right? Wegener. Go ahead.
Okay, go.
Yeah, so Wegener is going to have hematuria and hemoptysis, but you also get headitis. I say headitis colloquially, but it's going to be some sort of problem with the head, like a nasal septal perforation, mastoiditis, sinusitis, otitis.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And what are the antibodies in good pasture?
Basement membrane. Glomerular basement membrane antibody.
What kind of collagen is that?
Type 4.
Good. In contrast, this is tangential, but in contrast, what disease is characterized by mutation in type 4 collagen?
Mutation is ALK4.
Nailed it.